Make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts. Pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility. Article 1, Section 10.
This is George Flynn of Words of Freedom. KHNC listeners are painfully aware of the forces that have brought our economy to the state it's in. We want financial advice from experts who understand what's really going on. The iMoneyCoach.com team has put all the knowledge they use to coach successful people and businesses into a 10-course training program for only a fraction of the cost. Thousands of dollars of training materials and videos for under $200. At iMoneyCoach.com, you'll get the knowledge you need to change your life for the better. iMoneyCoach.com.
Whether you're in automotive, sporting goods, hardware, health, wellness, electrical, electronics, construction, carpet cleaning, legal, or animal care, and offer exceptional customer service and provide quality services or goods, you're honest, reliable, and professional. If you have a business, we have the customers. Let us put you in touch with our loyal, supportive, and dedicated listeners today. They're waiting to hear from you. It's inexpensive. It's effective. Call KHNC at 1-800-205-6245.
Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and In His Hands. Three praise and worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and we have with us this morning Barry Shamish, who is an Israeli citizen, a dual citizen of Canada as well. He wrote for 30 years, certainly, about the corruption in the Israeli government. Because of threats on his life, he was forced to move to the United States, and of course, Israel's loss is our gain. We try to have Barry on one of our programs every week to keep us up to date with what's really going on in Israel. Lots of fascinating stories. And what is taking place in Israel is going to have a profound effect on what happens here in America. So let's get Barry to bring us up to date with what's going on in Israel. Hi, Barry. How you doing?
Not bad.
All right. What are we going to talk about this morning?
Well, I'm going to start with the article I just wrote that you've read, of course, and that's about the Detroit plane bombing.
You mean the underwear bomber?
The underwear bomber, if that's his new name. I'd hate to go through life being known as the underwear bomber, but okay. Well, we had
the shoe bomber, we had the toothpaste bomber, and now we have the underwear bomber. None of them seem to be very effective, but go right ahead.
Well, they're not supposed to be killing.
Right.
They're supposed to affect psychology. And, well, as you know, and I guess other people might know, the airport in Holland, Schiphol, the security is run by an Israeli firm called ICTS. This is a nasty, nasty firm, founded, well, the CEO is Menachem Atzmon. Menachem Atzmon was one of the two accountants for the Likud party in the late 1980s, found guilty of extreme graft and corruption, and sat in prison. By the way, the other accountant was Ehud Olmert, and he didn't sit in prison. And I guess Atzmon was rewarded well for his thefts, because in 1999 he was given the chairmanship, CEO of ICTS, which runs airport security, well, worldwide. It's got 22 airports. For America, the most devastating fact is, in 9/11, in 2001, September 11th, ICTS was the security vehicle for Newark and Logan airports. They checked, well, security totally, from visas to searches to the planes themselves. Without ICTS, I maintain that 9/11 wouldn't have happened. All the four planes, now no matter what you believe happened in 9/11, and that is up for grabs, the passengers did arrive at the airports and were never seen again. Whether they crashed into buildings or crashed into fields, they somehow or another walked onto airplanes that disappeared from our planet. Four airplanes, somehow the security of ICTS allowed four airplanes to be involved in 9/11, and I maintain the same thing. Without ICTS guarding security at Logan and Newark airports, you just would not have had 9/11. And again, that it's more than Menachem Atzmon. In my article, I delve into his partner, Harel, and so forth. But nonetheless, Israel is really in charge of airport security worldwide. And whenever a major attack occurs, it's literally always through an ICTS airport. You mentioned the shoe bomber. That was also, well, he went to Tel Aviv first and then got on a plane run by ICTS. Again, the airport in Paris is run by ICTS, where, again, he tried to light his shoe, just the same as the underwear bomber. Look, this is a tough one. When I spoke to you before, I wasn't positive I want to do it, because this is so deeply ugly. And it's not good for Israel, even though, and I'm going to say this over and over again, the Israeli people know nothing. The reaction to this article, well, it was, so far it's been quite fantastic. It's gone worldwide. I've seen it translated into Spanish. What I claim is that the Detroit underwear bomber was part of a psychological operation. The problem is the Obama administration is utterly reckless in its diplomacy, and the threat on Israel is profound. We'll get to that shortly. But what this bombing does is it brings the American people around to Israel's side by turning them even more anti-Islam. Now, again, we can't dismiss that there is a movement in the Arab world that is vicious and murderous and wants a really repressive Sharia regime throughout the world, not just the Arab world. All of this is true. But Israel manipulates the Arab radicalism and gives them publicity in ways that are as good as a war. This is psychological warfare. In the case of the underwear bomber, I call him the Detroit bomber. We have ties to Yemen. Now, in this article, it's a known fact, but nonetheless, I have to prove everything. Yemen arrested, I believe it was two or three, apparently Mossad agents, Mossad plants, and they have been... Whoops, I hear music.
You hang on, we'll be back in a moment here at the American...
Keen Research.
Research and Development of 1309 Alexandria Street in Lafayette reminds us that nothing ruins a holiday celebration like a friend or a loved one who gets into an accident after a party. During this special time of year, let's make an early resolution not to let a loved one drive if they've had a bit too much of those holiday spirits. That's from Barry and his family and staff at King Research and Development, where they're always working to make our area a safer place to live, work, and raise a family. That's your friends at King Research and Development, 1309 Alexandria Street in Lafayette. If you've had your hand on the bottle, keep your foot off the throttle and have a safe and happy holiday season. For over 15 years, K&K Premium Carpet and Upholstery Care has provided not just clean carpet, but a healthy carpet. Bonded and insured, K&K has brought quality care to your home with a proven safe truck-mounted hot water extraction process that is pH-balanced, allergen-free, and safe for the environment. Tile, grout, heat transfers, and water damage care also available. For your free estimate, call K&K Premium Carpet and Upholstery, 303-237-4655. Ask about the KHNC discount on your first cleaning. That's 303-237-GO-KK.
No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility. Article 1, Section 10.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
Well, Dan here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest this morning, Barry Shamish, and go right ahead, Barry.
Well, back to Yemen. This has been a very bad year for the Jews in Yemen. The Yemenites believe that the Mossad has infiltrated Yemen, and this goes a long way for the information about the Detroit bomber getting to Israeli hands. But for the Yemenite Jews, they're paying a terrible price in repression now. They've been forcibly removed from their homes to the countryside. There have been a murder or two. The Mossad is running around Yemen, and the Yemenites feel it. And again, this bomber, whether Israel actually, brainwashed him, we don't know. And it would be very irresponsible to say that's what happened. But one thing we do know, that Israel was apparently very aware that he was going to fly to Detroit and with explosives, not enough explosives to do any harm, just like the shoe bomber. It was a firecracker. But that firecracker spread very profound psychological, it's a psychological war. The shoe bomber and the Detroit bombers added a balance to the Obama administration's terribly reckless diplomacy by making the American people support Israel or be more anti-Islamic. And it did a marvelous job. I mean, all of America is still talking about the Detroit bomber, and they're still afraid to get on airplanes. And they've got reminders now of new measures making their trips all the more aggravating. Getting off a plane is now just thoroughly aggravating, and they blame the Muslims for this. The Detroit bombing went through an Israeli security system at Schiphol Airport in Holland. He should never have been allowed on a plane. He had no passport, my goodness. He was the last person to be allowed on a plane. It gets worse. I'm not going to go into the details of he apparently had a help while at the airport. And there are witnesses to this. It's a very, very irritating thing to report that this bombing over Detroit was, in fact, it was an Israeli allowed bombing. Again, we don't forgive the Islamic republics who promote a form of anti-Western radicalism, but nonetheless Israel is manipulating them for its own purposes, and it has to be known there are innocent victims, including the religious of Israel, who are just as repressed as any people. That's a separate subject. The fact is, it's not an Israeli operation from the point of view of the Israeli people. But the people running Israel will stop at nothing. Now, what worries me a lot...
What, Barry, is it Israeli leaders, or is it the leaders of America's invisible government who work in conjunction with the Israeli leaders? But do you feel that the Israeli leaders are really in charge, or that they are simply puppets of the establishment here in the United States?
That's a hard question, first thing in the morning.
That's the reason I ask you first thing in the morning. That's right and fresh.
I would say that Israel had help. And by the way, American writers who are now following the story, and by the way, I want to add, I was the first, when I heard about ICTS 2 weeks ago, I knew it was a setup. And since then, American writers have been looking at this bombing and claiming that American intelligence officers knew about it and allowed it to continue and so forth. It looks very much like the Mossad is not operating alone, that it had help from its, well, compatriots in the United States. It looks like there was help. But, again, I cover Israel while in the United States, and I can assure you about this. Israel had its finger in the Detroit bombing. From my point of view, leave it at that. That's where my expertise lies. I suspect you're right.
All right, you go right ahead.
Well, what worries me is that Vancouver, British Columbia Airport, is also run by an Israeli firm. And, Vancouver is not a terribly exciting city. It's a downright dreary city. But they brought in the Olympics to show the world that they really are exciting. And they may get their wish, but not in the way they wanted to. That airport is in the hands, of people who could allow an incident to take place. And I'm quite worried about the Winter Olympics, that this will be repeated again. Again, because security in Vancouver is Israeli security. You know, Israel's got so many airports now. ICTS operate 22 airports worldwide. Mentioning Logan and Newark, of course, but they've also got De Gaulle, they've got Schiphol, and they've got Vancouver. And you've got a situation where Israel really has a great deal of control over terrorism in the skies. And when it comes to the Detroit bombing, they use that terrorism to send a message, first of all, to the American people, and I assume also to those who know in the American government. I think I want to stop this subject now. I can carry on, but I think I've made the major points.
All right.
All right, we can go back to the more boring stuff, which is not boring to me. It's darn interesting about bringing down Israel and spies and agent provocateur, provocation agent, agent provocateur, everyone knows what that means. There is a person who was the head of the Yesha Council, the Council of Communities in Judea and Samaria, who has been working for the Shabak for 10 years anyways. His name is Pinchas Wallerstein, and I've written about him extensively. Now, what happened, he resigned, by the way, 2 days ago. And believe it or not, he resigned because the government was not stomping out radicals, which, you know, you're living in Judea and Samaria, these are your people, they're not radicals. They're your constituency. They don't want to be frozen. They don't want their houses frozen. They're living under severe, severe police and army repression. And he quits because the government wasn't stomping out the radicals. So immediately, well, I got emails yesterday saying you were right all along and big deal. I'm sick of being right. Quite frankly, I don't want to be right. But I was at a meeting. I guess it was in 2004, a year before the, well, not even a year. It was in January. It was 7 months before the, withdrawal, so-called withdrawal of Jews from the Gaza Strip, where Wallerstein is, this big wig, Yesha Council executive, called a meeting in the town of Talmon. I drove there with friends and thinking that there would be action taken and I report on it. And in fact, it was a shock what Wallerstein, told the people. He told them not, to resist the army. I couldn't believe it. He said the army anyways is pro-disengagement. Leave them alone. And I was shocked. I mean, really, this is resistance. But what he came up with was a plan guaranteed to sap the energy of those opposed to the pullout in Judea and Samaria. He told them that they were going to sleep opposite the Knesset until the Knesset changes its policy. This is in January. You know, there's a little bit of a cold snap in the States. The weather in Jerusalem in January is colder than the cold snap in the States. It snows, it's stormy, it is, well, it's below freezing night after night nonstop. And he took the kids who should have saved their energy by going to Gaza and actually setting up resistance to the army, he froze them in Jerusalem. And I told them, I stood up, and I said, "What? Who are you fighting here?" I said, "You're going to protest opposite the Knesset. Where's Gaza in this?" And he got very, and everyone agreed, by the way. There was a crowd of about 150, and a lot of people agreed with what I said, that this was a really stupid plan. And he told everyone to shut up, that this is the way it's going on. He lost his cool. Well, we know the story, but it repeated itself. We know the story of January. A month later, the frozen, wet kids went home with absolutely no reason for being in tents for a month. None. Zero. In July, just before the evacuation, Pinchas Wallerstein had another bright idea. We were going to march 2 days in the July heat, sleeping over one night, where, by the way, the mosquitoes ripped us to shreds. And from Kfar Maimon to the Gaza Strip was about a 25-mile walk. And I saw him on the podium, and I booed him. Personally, I booed him. And people were ignoring his plea not to resist the police and not to resist the army, which was why he was there in the first place. He was just a first-class agent of the government, first-class. I could see through him. Not enough people could. They gathered in Farmamon. The police stopped them within an hour. They started marching. In came the police. It was over with. Now, what Pinchas Wallerstein did is he released a petition asking all foreigners to come to Israel to peaceably protest the evacuation of their co-religionists from Gaza. And after the Tamon meeting, again, back to January, I knew it was a set. I just knew this petition of his was just to gather the names so that Israeli security could send them home. From January until the Gaza evacuation, Jew after Jew from the States would arrive at Ben-Gurion Airport and be turned back. And they were turned back because they signed the Wallerstein petition to come to Israel and protest the evacuation.
Well, it's the old idea of you want a controlled opposition, and then you can neutralize the opposition. So there is no opposition, and this is standard operating procedure, I'm sure, in Israel. It's standard operating procedure in the United States, where our conservative and liberal and Christian, and I'm sure our Jewish organizations here are all infiltrated, so there is no real opposition to the policies of the invisible government which rules our nation and Israel as well. We'll be back soon.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of the Green Herb.
All of God's people have a ministry, and it's a trick of our enemy to keep God's people sick and worn out to hinder their ability to minister. We are often judgmental toward people who are addicted to booze, cigarettes, and drugs, but we at the Green Herb have found that most of God's people are unknowingly addicted to the two most addictive products in America, sugar and soda pop. If you have a sickness or disease, or if you're just tired a lot, the Green Herb has an herbal product that is formulated just for you, and it's just $15.95. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB, that's 888-765-4372, or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com, and be sure to listen to the Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
11 years ago, when my uncle started the Patriot Trading Group, gas was 75 cents a gallon, we were running an alleged budget surplus, and the total national debt was $5 trillion, and the government was forecasting the debt would be eliminated by 2010. And I thought my uncle was a wacko with tinfoil on his head. Well, I owned tech stocks certain to become a millionaire before the millennium rolled over. Since then, the debt has doubled, jobs are heading overseas, and 100,000 people have joined Eric with tinfoil on their heads. I'm Joe Jaquin, Vice President for the Patriot Trading Group, and as gold and silver have doubled and even tripled during the first 11 years, the issues facing this country over the next 11 years look far worse. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592. We offer all forms of gold, silver, platinum, and palladium, shipped and delivered at the most competitive prices in the country. Call us, 800-951-0592, or check out our website at allamericangold.com. And remember, you don't need to have tinfoil to own gold and silver.
Sterling Living Center believes the word elderly is synonymous with dignity. This holiday season, spend time with a senior and learn about life from the most experienced people in the world. That was from Sterling Living Center, where they feature the ultimate in skilled nursing care for the aged, convalescent, or chronically ill. Licensed nurses are on duty 24 hours a day, special diets, home-cooked meals, occupational speech and physical therapy, and a doctor on call. If you're thinking about knee or hip replacement, they have the finest rehab. Phone 522-2933. That's 522-2933.
This is George Flynn. For several years, I was privileged to host the Words of Freedom show here on KHNC. If you've been wanting a Colorado or Wyoming concealed carry permit or non-resident Utah or Florida permit, please note that I've been a firearms instructor since the 1970s and currently conduct concealed carry classes under the banner of Self-Defense Guns. Please visit our website, selfdefenseguns.com, or call 970-622-2091. That's 970-622-2091.
American Freedom Network, I guess this morning, Barry Shamish, and Barry, here you go right ahead. And before we do, though, I want you to get out your telephone number so people can get your DVDs and invite you to come to speak. I want you to tell them how to get your website and how to get your books.
All right. I have two new DVDs. Did you receive them?
I haven't got any new ones recently.
They were sent. Look in your mailbox. I think you have them in there by now.
They were sent, and somebody's hiding them. We'll check on it this morning.
Right. Well, first of all, my books, and again, I do cover Menachem Atzmon and ICTS in my new book, The Compromised Land. It's very easy to get. You go to Lulu, www.lulu.com. There's a little search box. You go in books, and you write my name, Chamish. That's Chamish. That'll take you to my books. And as I said, you can download them for $5. They'll be sent to your house for $20. Within a week, a beautiful book. So, lulu.com for the books. The website is barrychamish.com. And I have DVDs that are not sold on Lulu. If you want to know a little more, just phone me. 904-315-8079. Also, you can invite me to speak at 904-315-8079. 8079. And now back to the mismanagement of Israel. And we've discussed this, but it's important. Water. Now, Israel this last week added a 25% surtax on water, which makes it very expensive. But nonetheless, the reason for the surtax was that the Pavachim desalinization plant went into operation and the water was being added to the main water grid of Israel. And there could be nothing stupider than using expensive water for flushing toilets and irrigating fields. When you've got desalinated water, it's for drinking only. That simple. You don't put it into the main water grid. It just gets wasted that way. It costs enough to make it stuff. Well, it costs 25% surtax. That's what it costs to throw it into the main water grid. There wasn't enough imagination to know what to do with this desalinated water. And as I said, most water that goes into the country's grid is not used for drinking. You're taking a shower with desalinated water now. It's a complete waste. That should be reused water. However, it's even worse. The mismanagement of water is shocking. And here is the reason why. For the past 37 days, the Water Authority of Israel has been on strike. It's not settled yet. It's the middle of the rainy season when you have to collect the rain and store it in reservoirs for the summer. It's essential. This year, the reservoirs are not being built because the people building them are on strike. And you don't get two rainy seasons in Israel. That's it. Once the winter goes, It's dry for 6 months.
Why doesn't the president or somebody over there just call out the military and have them do what's necessary? Because this, of course, will totally destroy the economy of Israel if there's no water there during the summer.
Well, there's going to be water. The president is on paper, a cosmetic position that can't call any armies together. And the prime minister, I really doubt, is going to call the army to get the water people back on strike. It's not desperate enough. Under the table it is, but on the surface it's not. I mean, they're losing 30 million cubic meters from not collecting the rain in reservoirs, which is the same as the amount of water the Palmachin desalinization plant produces in a year. It could have been rainwater instead of desalinated water, but it isn't because they're on strike. But it gets even worse. No one is monitoring the level of the Kinneret, the Sea of Galilee. That's what you like to call it. It's called Lake Kinneret by Israelis. No one is measuring the levels of the Kinneret or the country's aquifers. Now, this is very, very dangerous. The Kinneret is surrounded by salt streams. And if it gets too low, something called the black line, the whole lake will die for good. It'll become the Dead Sea. You have to stop pumping when you reach the point that the water is salty enough to start killing life in the sea. No one is measuring it. Same goes for the aquifers. They fill with salt as well. And you have to stop pumping and let them refill when it gets too saline. No one's doing it. Now, I can only say it's a good thing it's not the summer, because the Kinneret would slip beyond the black line, at least in winter. There's rain that sort of prevents that danger from happening. But you have to watch the levels of the Kinneret, and no one's doing it. Even worse, the sewage treatment plants of Israel are not being run. There's no one operating them. This is a strike. It's the Water Authority. They're also involved in the treatment of sewage and the recycling of the water. No one's there watching it. Now, what you've got from that is that sewage is now running into creeks and rivers all through Israel, including Tel Aviv's Hayarkon River. Now, its source is a spring in Rosh Ha'ayin. I used to go fishing there. It's a very pretty place. Same thing. The sewage is threatening the creek threatening to kill all life in the creek. Nobody is watching the Rosh Ha'ayin spring. In short, for the last 37 days, raw sewage, not treated sewage, has been running into the rivers all through Israel. And again, you can say bring up the army, but raw sewage isn't enough to do it. What I think may do it is in February, the north of Israel gets their water from the Water Authority through a secondary source called Mikarot. They're going to shut off the taps because they're not being paid by the Water Authority. When half of Israel doesn't have water in their houses, then I think you've actually reached a crisis point.
Well, hang on there. We'll be back.
An
emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
Have a wedding, New Year's party, business conference, seminar, or holiday event coming up and can't seem to find that place that brings affordability and excellence together? Look no further. Celebrate the season with the redesigned Sable Landing Event Center, now open for your special occasions. Easily accessible and conveniently located 1.5 miles east of I-25 off Highway 119 at the Longmont Firestone exit. Sable Landing will delight your senses and impress your guests with stunning holiday lights, a peaceful garden courtyard, and beautifully lit fountain. Attention to detail and outstanding service is yours. Don't wait. It's peak season, so reserve your place now. Call for your private showing and ask how KHNC listeners can save hundreds on booking your wedding and special event now. 303-651-6427. That's affordable excellence at Sable Landing Event Center. That's 303-651-6427. With the pressures and excitement of the holidays, the likelihood of misusing or abusing drugs and alcohol increases. Practice moderation and common sense in celebrating the season at home or at parties, and especially behind the wheel on our roads or highways. That's from Restore Health and Counseling, serving Northeast Denver with complete substance abuse counseling for adolescents to adults, and for private as well as professional drug, alcohol screening, and treatment and rehab. Visit Restore Health and Counseling at 4705 Paris Street in Denver. Visit them online at www.rhctherapy.com or call them at 303-373-1188.
Yes, Dan here, our guest, Barry Shamish, final segment of the program. Barry, it sounds like this is an acute situation. Certainly, Israel cannot exist without adequate, safe, and water for the people to drink, and certainly water to maintain its agriculture. So what's going to happen next summer? Can they still end the strike and get the situation straightened out?
The strike is a bureaucratic strike. There were 7 new executives added to the board, and the workers resented it. It's a very, very stupid reason to hold the country with a knife at their throat. But you've got it. And all of Israel, every summer now, the agriculture is turning brown, and people water their lawns at great, great cost. And this is certainly going to aggravate the situation enormously. Look, when you have strikes in Israel, they don't make sense. Not for the country, certainly not for the people. But the workers are very, very egotistical, and they think they're having an effect. They're not having an effect. The Israelis are ignoring the strike, and they shouldn't be. But again, I'll give you another strike that's fantastically futile. The municipal offices of Judea and Samaria are on strike against the construction freeze. Now, who is that going to affect? Except the residents of Judea and Samaria. It's not going to affect anyone else, but they're on strike. What they're claiming is that they're going to protest in Jerusalem opposite the Prime Minister's office. Big deal. No one could care less about that either. People seem to think they have a voice. They don't have a voice. No one cares if they go protesting, and no one cares if they go on strike. This strategy is completely outdated. I don't know if it ever worked, but it certainly is not working, not for the water supply and not for the residents of Yesha. These are just futile things to do. Look, you want to talk futility, I'll give you futility. Sderot is the community next to the Gaza Strip that's been taking these rockets, well, for last 7 years. Supposedly, there's a new system that in place in Israel that will someday knock the rockets out of the sky before they get to Sderot, but they're not doing that now. Now, this, by the way, this next part is guided by somebody. This is, again, some sort of operation from within the government. The children of Sderot went on a protest march, singing peace songs all the way to the Gaza border. And when they got there, they released balloons. Inside the balloon were messages from the children of Sderot. Please stop raining rockets on us, whatever. And they lifted the balloons into Gaza, where they did absolutely nothing. I don't know the reaction of the Gazans. I don't even know if they opened the balloons. But this futility of singing peace songs to the people who've been lobbing rockets at you is, again, from another generation. That's old hippie-style nonsense. And this is not the Vietnam War. And the children of Sderot are not going to be killed releasing balloons. It's not a deadly operation. It's just a waste of time.
Oh, but it's keeping hands busy. It's making people think they're going to accomplish something, just like so much of what goes on here in America, where people think they're going to have an impact, but they're not having impact at all.
No, none. None. Look, what the government does, they've got the power of the media. So whatever message they want to send out, they've got the media to do it for them. This week, Barak, defense minister, complained that he received a letter from a settler who threatened his life and threatened his children's lives over the construction freeze. Now, many people noted that that is a typical Shabak operation. A Secret Service operation. If you're a politician, probably in any country, but certainly in Israel, you are going to get threats in the mail. That just goes with the job. But this one, Barak reads to the people, and the press start defaming settlers who are threatening the life of their defense minister. And this brings more of a reaction than all the balloons of Sderot and the water strike and the Yisha municipal strike with one phony letter. They've outdone the work of thousands of people going on strike and lifting balloons and protesting. The people have no say whatsoever. It's hard for people to understand. They think they live in a democracy and they're granted equal rights. They are not granted equal rights. They don't have the means to express themselves with the same power and force of the government. Just outright. I'll give an example of this. There is a highway. It's called Route 443. It joins my old town of Modi'in to Jerusalem in about 20 minutes. This highway was banned to Palestinian traffic. In 2003, when they were just blowing up all the cars, there were six dead. From my town of Modi'in, there were three dead. It was an outrage. Now, Jews can't go on certain highways in Judea and Samaria. They're banned.
If we're out of time, okay, but thanks very much. Talk to us.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. This is the America News Network.
Your family deserves wholesome organic food, and you shouldn't have to drive across town or spend all of your hard-earned cash to get it. Door-to-Door Organics brings you fresh organic fruits, vegetables, and groceries delivered straight to your door at a price you can afford. It's simple, convenient, affordable, and healthy. For delivery throughout Colorado, Michigan, the East Coast, and Kansas City, go to DoorToDoorOrganics.com. For $5 off your first order, use the coupon code 1360. That's DoorToDoorOrganics.com. Eat better, shop less.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
The Brush Housing Authority in Brush reminds listeners to spend more time with an elderly member of our community. What better way to show you care than to remember a family member, friend, or neighbor? Checking on their welfare, making a phone call, or a simple visit can make all the difference in the quality of their life. This message was courtesy of the folks who care at Brush Housing Authority, who say our area is a great place to live, work, and raise our families, and they're doing their part to keep it that way. That's the Brush Housing Authority. For more information on programs, call 970-482-5046. 970-482-5046.
Well, I understand the American Network. I hope you enjoyed the program, my interviews with Barry. But basically, there is in the world a ruling elite. It's made up of people of great wealth, certainly people who own the corporations, control the foundations. They are work through organizations, many of them, and not just one. CFR, Trilateral Commission, Bilderbergers, Club of Rome, the Masons, the Skull and Bones, Bohemian Grove, and there are places where people meet, but behind this are think tanks, and then a very, very small clique that directs the whole situation. I suggest you read David Rockefeller's memoirs, We Carry It, where he says, you know, I and my family are often accused by those on the right and left of being part of a secret cabal that is working against the best interests of the United States in an effort to establish a new international order. And if that is the charge, I am guilty and I'm proud of it. And then it goes on to say, you know, nobody gives us credit for what we've accomplished. I mean, but look what we've done for the rest of the world. And in 2002, when the book was written, certainly the economy of the rest of the world was improving. And but then, of course, you're going to take responsibility and certainly credit for what's happening in the rest of the world. When the economy collapses throughout the world and you are running the world, you have to take responsibility for that. What's this really all about? It's about the destruction of Western civilization. It's about the impoverishment of our people. Because behind everything going on are powerful spiritual forces, which, of course, are mediating this whole thing, and the Rockefellers and the Rothschilds and the Mellons and the Whitneys and the Kissingers and the Brzezinskis are all tied into this spiritual force that is working behind the scenes. It's not simply by accident that the logo of the Trilateral Commission is an upside-down broken cross. And if you look very carefully at the logo, you can see three arrows curved, and on the inside of them you can almost imagine there's a six there. Six, six, six. Really, you need to read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. Here I talk on the forbidden secret and on the financial Armageddon. Read the pamphlet we've compiled for my newsletters. of the occult hierarchy, that rules the world, but because behind everything going on are so this invisible force, this truly a supernatural force that rules the world. If you doubt that, you need to see what they say. And I'm talking about people like Alice Bailey, who was deeply involved in the occult and wrote over 20 books, all of them channeled to her by a demonic spirit. And I would certainly summarize in a pamphlet that released by the Lucis Trust called The Working of the Spiritual Hierarchy. And if you buy anything from us, just ask for The Working of the Spiritual Hierarchy, The Current Plan, written by Stephen Rockefeller. Nelson Rockefeller is my son, and David Rockefeller's nephew. It's called The Earth Charter. You can pull it down off the internet. They talk openly about equitable distribution of wealth between nations. That's why they're transferring our jobs to other countries. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8997. 1-800-544-8997.
Now you can reach the American Freedom Network at our new P.O. Box, 1750 Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, or online at AmeriFree.com.
Walker Manufacturing Company takes this time out to recognize and salute the men and women in uniform standing tall for our political and economic freedom around the world. Let's remember that.